America Weekend.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Kara DeFalco.
And I'm Ed Kalenge.
What type of gift giver are you?
I'm a terrible gift giver. Because I don't put much thought into it until it's almost too late. I find myself walking through stores thinking, what am I going to buy this person? So I don't put a lot of thought into it.
I think it's a man thing.
Really?
That a man thing?
You're looking at me now thinking, I don't want to do the show with him anymore because he's an awful gift giver.
No,
he's a terrible person.
No, and I thought...
I'm a scoundrel.
No, I posted it up on our Facebook page.
Yeah.
That I thought you gave me a lovely gift. That was perfect.
And you know, I was quite touched. You actually did. You told the world about the bottle of wine.
Yes.
And the trail mix.
And the trail mix.
See, and people think, he gave her trail mix?
And it sounds...
She is his radio business partner, and he gave her trail mix.
Listen
no, but it means something.
No, but it did. And that was a thoughtful
yes.
gift. Because when we did our photo shoot...
Yes.
I sent you out for snacks.
You're screaming at me as I'm going out
He's
the door.
He's running out the door, and I'm going, get snacks.
Get some. What do you want?
Anything. Just healthy stuff.
I said healthy stuff, but he came back with peanut butter. The only thing I think that's in there that's actually healthy is raisins, but everything else
the
is
rest
chocolate
of it
and peanut
is,
butter,
is
which was fine by
sin,
me.
But yes.
Yeah, pretty much. But so we had this. So this was the ongoing joke of the day.
Yes.
And then you went out and you bought more and you included it in my Christmas, along with a bottle of wine, which is always a good gift for pretty much anyone over the age of 21.
And I don't even know if that bottle of wine is a good bottle of wine. I have no idea.
We'll find out. People put a lot of pressure on themselves for gifts.
Too much pressure.
Too
my
much.
Wife does this. Oh, my God. What am I going to get so-and-so? Anything. Anything.
See, and I try to, and maybe I do put too much thought into people's gifts, but I try to give people... either consumables,
yes.
wine, food, home, something homemade,
mm-hmm.
or a memory, a time out, a gift certificate to a restaurant and a bottle of wine, tickets to a show that they may have wanted to see, tickets to an event, something like that.
Yeah.
Something, or even you know, a gift certificate to a place that they like to go to
mm-hmm.
often. You know, something where, you know...
bring people together.
Go together, especially my parents.
Right.
I always like to, you know... My parents are in their 60s. They
yeah.
have a lot of things. They're at the point in life where my mother's trying to downsize. She's like, how much of this stuff can I get rid of? Because I'm tired of dusting it.
Garage sale.
Yeah. They're trying to like clear out the whole second level of the house. So they don't have to go up there no more.
Okay.
So, you know, for them, I'm like, you know, you don't need more. Nobody
no.
needs more tchotchkes in their house.
No.
Here, mom and dad, here's money towards a nice weekend, a night out, something where you can go and just be together and have a nice time, and it's on your kids.
Second day in a row, you've brought the word tchotchke onto the program, too.
My very best friend is Jewish, so I have like this weird mix of Italian-American slang
yes.
with a little Yiddish thrown
right.
in.
What the hell is a tchotchke? You know, that's happening right now.
Totally.
On several of our stations in Alabama and Louisiana. But today is Christmas, and people are opening gifts all
yes.
over the country. And so if they open a gift and if
they
see...
disappointment.
No. But now if they see it's a gift card to some major restaurant or whatever, it's not an afterthought because someone is giving you a reason to spend time with someone important and
yes.
make a memory.
Yes.
And you know what? Food is the ultimate gift.
It totally is.
It is the gift of life and sustenance.
Yeah. Because I feel like I give baked goods a lot, so maybe I'm not necessarily helping you be super healthy. But to me, when somebody gives food,
yeah.
they're giving you their time and effort. That they can never make that bet. There's no job they can do that'll give that back to them. And that's what they chose to give to you. And I think that has far more value than anything.
So have you ever had anyone that has taken the box with the aforementioned baked goods inside, and then shaking the box to see what it is, and
no.
then all of a sudden you've got crumbs in the box.
I normally package things in boxes where you would realize that it was baked goods.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
And how do you do that?
You know, like little cookie tins or something.
Okay.
Like I normally get, you can get
Not
them
like
at
a
the,
note. This is
no,
a baked good. Handle with care.
You can get them at the craft store.
You can? See,
yeah.
I don't, I need to spend more time at these craft stores.
Can I just say, I love craft stores. It's like Pinterest exploded and came to real life, and it made makes me happy.
So next time you're cruising through an AC Moore or Michaels.
Oh, which reminds me.
What?
See, that's the other thing for men. If your wife, girlfriend, significant other has a Pinterest page,
yeah.
lock yourself onto that because that is everything she's ever wanted in her
wow.
entire
what,
life.
You know what? That's a very smart thing.
That,
you know, good for
you.
If
your significant other has a Pinterest page, sign up for an account and follow them.
That's a really good idea.
I have one for jewelry, shoes, clothing. Take your pick. Pick which subject you would like to buy me something in and pick something off that page.
Rather than just saying, what do you want for Christmas?
Yes.
Or what do you want for your birthday? If you do this, see, and if the significant other doesn't really realize that you did it, She is going to think, oh my God, he knows so much. He knows exactly what I want.
Yes.
He is so tuned into me. I love him so, so much.
Yes.
That is brilliant. You have just created so much love and goodwill in this country
right now.
There you
go. And I think for your male spouse, just cook a steak and you should be all right.
That's all. You know, there you go. Ah, I'm not a huge meat eater, but once in a while, that'd be nice.
Once in a while.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. Sometimes, especially around the holidays, the grocery stores have a nice sale. You can get two lobster tails at two fillets. It's like $20. You go home, you cook it yourself, and make a little potato, a side salad, surf and turf, dinner for two, date night in.
Or you can even take a shortcut. You have one of those giant Wegmans-type supermarkets where they cook the food there, Whole Foods.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? You buy the food. It's already done. You take it home. Here you go, honey. It's in a nice plastic tin. Now, enjoy your meal.
Now you're missing the effort, time and effort part.
That's why I'm not a good gift giver, which is how we see. We brought the whole thing around
full circle. Full circle for
see
you
that?
Folks.
See that? It's meant to be.
Full circle. Stay with us. More to come. Merry Christmas, folks. I'm Kara DeFalco.
And I'm Ed Kalenge.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Order in the court.
This is Attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. Diane had just paid her fare on a city bus and was beginning to sit down when it pulled away from the curb. She fell and hurt her back, so she sued the city for her pain and injuries. But in court, the city proved that the bus was operating in a safe manner because the driver did not swerve dangerously away from the curb. Who do you think won this case? The final verdict after this.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappyLandAudio.com. That's HappyLandAudio.com.
Although it was proven that the driver didn't swerve dangerously, it is still the driver's duty to wait until Diane had a chance to sit down before moving the bus. Diane won, and that's the final verdict.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So does your child like to be tickled? Well, it can do wondrous bonding things. Here's what a physiological tickle is and the science of it. First, a tickle is any attempt to defend the body's vulnerable parts, and you can't tickle yourself. Well, maybe a little. Second, only when the tickler is perceived as harmless will a person enjoy a tickle. What's the cheap psychological trick? When you tickle your child, they trust you. They believe you. They believe you will not harm them. They are surrendering themselves to you. They laugh because they love you. Between parent and child, this is an inviolate trust. Do it right and it can facilitate a lifetime of love and bonding. Do it wrong, cross the line, and a simple tickle can turn into a lifetime of separation. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.